Ready?
You are about to hear Indie Nation's pick of the day. The best independent music on the planet.
Turn it up loud. Turn it loud. Turn it loud.
We are the press.
What's your
Nation listeners, greetings. You are listening to Boz, and you've got the pick of the day, and with me is...
Lumpy the Cyber Junkie. We're coming to you cyber live from Cleveland, Ohio.
And today we are featuring...
The Press. The Press is a band that we actually met when we went out to record The Hush Now at the Rock Bar in Cleveland, Ohio. We had never heard the band before. One of the things that I typically do when I go record a live show is... I try and record the act before. It's definitely a way to get my sound dialed in, and I think we got a pretty good recording. That first track was Alibi. I thought it was pretty Beatles-like, actually.
Beatles-like, and I would say it's very much kind of along the lines of the same kind of music as The Hush Now, but very catchy. A bit of an 80s-ish feel, too. It's like Beatles meets the 80s kind of a thing.
But yeah, I thought they were a great band. I talked to the band. I talked to the band at the event. A nice bunch of guys, a trio. I take that back. They weren't a trio, were they?
I think they were a quad.
They were a quad. They had a drummer. I'm just thinking of the one photo I looked at. And I said trio for some reason. Totally wrong on that, listeners. However, you can find them over at myspace.com/thepressmakemusic. all one word, not makes, make. You can also find them at abacoustic.bandcamp.com, which is an acoustic band that they participate in, and they do a lot of the same songs. I'd like to thank the guys for giving me permission to use their music here at IndieNation.fm. I'd also like to thank each and every single artist, past, present, and future, that either releases their music under Creative Commons for organizations like IndieNation.fm or expressly gives us permission to use their music. Without them, I don't think you'd listen to Steve and I talk all night, would they?
Which brings me to saying, if you're listening to us out there in Iceland or Greenland or Spitsbergen, and you have bands that you're trying to make it, you know, trying to get the music out there, hit us up at IndieNation.fm. Hit Lumpy at IndieNation.fm. Give us the permits to play your music. Get us your music, and we'll get it played.
The best address for submissions and for programming suggestions is programming@IndieNation.fm. That automatically goes to our programming director and myself. It really is the quickest and most expedient way to get a hold of us. Hey,
speaking of which, our program director is Michelle, who we have been trying to help Michelle out in giving her a hand. She is an amputee and is trying to qualify for an actual surgery procedure that can give her an all-new hand.
Yep. Thanks to the Mayo Clinic and the Miracles of Modern Science. If you're interested in helping her out, whether it be making a donation, helping to spread the word, or you can just go over to this website and give her a hug, the link is giveforward.com/givemichelle a hand. And, well, some more contact information for the station right quick. We are at IndieNation FM on Twitter. The Google voice number for the station is 81881INDIE. I'm at Lumpy on Twitter.
And I am Stephen Bostwick on Facebook, StephenBostwick, a.k.a. Boz. And you can also find me as Seventh Star on MySpace at SeventhStar.
And I think we've rambled on the mic long enough. What we really want to do with Pick of the Day is give you a feel for the band. So here's another track by this band. Again, recorded live at the Rock Bar in Cleveland, Ohio. And the name of the track is Don't Know Why.
Thank you. guys. Yeah, that's a serious cowbell. Give it up for Brad and the cowbell.
Yeah, you gotta love the cowbell. Anyways, that was the press. And they opened for the Hush Now at the Rock Bar when we went to record the Hush Now. And that's actually where we met the press. They are a local band. They're a Cleveland, Ohio band. They're from the Cleveland Heights area. And, well, I like their sound. I like them a lot. I really enjoyed the show. And, well, Steve?
I tell you, you still have that Beatles feel to them. I keep hearing that the more and more I listen to their stuff. Very structured and very, I would say, diverse song to song, too. Not all, every single song sounds the same. And it's a lot like how the Hush Now, I compare them to them. Of course, we saw the Hush Now that evening and we become very good friends with them. They were gracious enough to spend time with us and talk with us. The press as well. But I really would love to hear some of the more primitive stuff, because I know this material that we're hearing now is like all of the new tracks and new material that they've been working on.
Well, again, if they want to find out more about them, they're at myspace.com/thepressmakemusic. Again, it's make, not makes. And you can also find some acoustic stuff by them at A and B Acoustic, which is abacoustic.bandcamp.com. I think they're a great band. And the other thing I think it's worth mentioning is that entire show started almost an hour late because there was so many technical issues with the sound. And, you know, not ripping on anybody or something, the sound in that club left a lot to be desired. And the Hush Now's sound guy, Joel, really helped, you know, out the club sound guy, and it really worked hard to get the sound going. But I've played out live before, and you have too, and you know it can be really hard harmonizing if you don't have good monitors.
And not only that, I think a large part of this due to the club being partially filled at that point. They were one of the opening acts, so there really was not a whole hell of a lot of people there at that point, you know.
Well, there were a lot of people there. We mentioned this when we did the Hush Now pick of the day, too. There were a lot of people at the club. The thing is, though, is the club's right on the river. Well, yeah. It was October. It was an exceptionally beautiful night for Cleveland.
And a lot of people were outside on the deck.
There were three times as many people outside on the deck as actually in the club. I mean, but what I'm saying is these guys, I loved their vocal harmonies. They sounded good live, vocal harmony wise. And I know just from being there and watching the show that the sound monitors on the stage left a lot to be desired. So, I mean, that shows some real good musicianship when you can harmonize that well and you can't hear yourself that well on that stage.
Right. But again, you know, the acoustics of the place, and you hear the airiness, the tinniness, the way the recording is. And like Lumpy had said, the Hush Now's sound guy was able to tinker with those issues and make the recording quality a lot better.
But really, they put on a great show. I think they're a great band. I would encourage everybody to check out their MySpace page, their Bandcamp page. And, well, we're gonna play one more song from them in a moment. And we're not going to, you know, talk too much more about music for a couple of minutes, because I was grocery shopping today and this bottle of beer kind of jumped out at me. And I got to admit, I've never had it before. And it was the name that kind of caught my attention. Arrogant Bastard Ale. Right on the front of the bottle, it says, "You're not worthy." Just a couple lines from the back. You can find out more about it at arrogantbastard.com. But the description about it on the back is, "This is an arrogant ale. You probably won't like it. It's quite doubtful that you will have a taste or sophistication to be able to appreciate an ale of this quality and depth." So without further ado, what we're going to do is we're going to do a little
bit of a beer tasting review. this is a what we're going to call the beer of the day.
So
kind of like your pick of the day.
Here we go.
Yeah, like we say, we give Michelle a handful. Right now, we're giving Michelle a beer.
So let's pop this open. And let's just pour a little bit in a glass.
Let's give it
here.
A whirl. Now, for those of you listening out there, anywhere in this world, right at this moment, as you are listening to me take a sip of this out of my glass, if you know somebody that makes beer, has a microbrewery, and you want us to sample your beer, give it a good flavorful critique, hit us up.
Smells good. Oh, I actually like it. It's definitely got like a brown ale.
Yeah.
It's definitely a darker beer. At least a brown ale. I wouldn't even call that an amber.
It reminds me of the stuff that I had. It was a Belgian beer called Pincus. And Pincus came in a big, like a 14-ounce bottle. And it was a wheat beer. And it reminds me a lot of that.
I am nice. Grooving on this. This is a good beer.
That is good.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to, after we're done with the show, I'm going to do a shot of vodka and have some more of this.
A couple steps up above Honey Brown, if you're familiar with Honey Brown.
So, you know, this is not an advertisement. I guess this is impromptu endorsement, but you can find out more about it at arrogantbastard.com.
Yeah. See, there's endorsements. That's different. You know, we're talking about it because we like it and we think it's cool. Or we just want to simply try it.
And if we didn't like it. If right. we didn't like, we would tell you. One of the things that Lumpy does, and a lot of people who come over to Cold Crank Studios notice this immediately, mm-hmm. I have about 28 feet of windowsill that is all plants, wine bottles, and beer bottles. I like to try different wines, and I like to try different beers. And if I like it, I keep the bottle. And I do believe that this one's going on the shelf.
On the infamous Wall of Shame.
No, the Wall of Fame. The Wall of Shame is the dumpster back behind the building.
Oh, well. You know, I have this goofy hobby of collecting soda cans, which this dates back to when we were in college together, Lumpy and I, and I had this room in the fraternity house where we were staying at, and everybody is collecting beer cans, beer bottles, whiskey bottles. And here me, the nerdy, different black sheep of the family, has got to start collecting pop cans is like my thing, okay? Oh, I tell you.
Anyways.
It reminds me of...
I think what we're going to do is we're going to just get on out of here, and we're going to finish this beer, that's for sure. But right at the end of the show, there will be a PSA. We want you to pay attention to that. Help in any way you can. Please help get our programming director literally a hand. And we're going to close it out with another track that Steve and I both liked. It was the closing song for their set, again, live at the Rock Bar in Cleveland, Ohio. And the title of the track is?
Drive Away. And I'm going to send this track out to the BC Lions of the Canadian Football League, who are the Grey Cup champions. Here at Cold Crank Studios, we are recorded live before a feline audience. One of our cats here, I call him BC. The other one I call Hamilton because I'm just a big CFL nut. And, you know, I love football, American football, that is. But I also love Canadian football. And, you know, hey, hats off to Travis Lule and the BC Lions and winning that coveted trophy, which next year is going to be the 100th anniversary of that. It's the oldest sports trophy played for in all sports in the world.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And regardless, again,
give Michelle a hand.
And we're going to close it out with Drive Away from the Press. And thank you for listening and stay tuned to IndieNation.fm for future picks of the day. Thank you.
Trying to help Michelle raise a hand. After all, most of us have to. So please go to giveforward.com/givemichelle a hand, and together we can give her a hand.